Xin kính chào các quý vị.
Hello, everyone here. First, I would like to express my gratitude. It has been two times that I've been able to be here, and I would just like to thank all those that have organized this. I was here 10 years ago, and now that I'm back after 10 years, in these 10 years, I've been able to develop a lot in the ways of my thinking, and the most important thing to me, and maybe also with those in my group, is that we've been able to progress in our knowledge and understanding of all of the different topics that have been discussed in these symposiums. In our religion, in our country, religion maybe is not something that has been in at least in history, it has not been something that has been dealt with very, very well over time, especially regarding religious law. And that's especially because, in reality, in our society, we don't really have that many problems that come up in our daily life. We allow for people to follow whatever religion that they want, and everyone has the ability to have their own belief systems. But in our history, we've really only had like three religions, the Confucius, Taoism, and Buddhism. And now that we are seeing the expression of many other religions in our country, there are many other problems and issues that arise. And now, because of the need for progress, our country has started to figure out how to build religious policy. And in the time that has gone by in building our country, and especially regarding religious liberty, we've tried to do like other countries and build secularism, but we never had any experience about that before because we never really knew what secularism was, and that's why it's a wonderful thing that we've been able to be here and learn some topics in these symposiums. There's all kinds of things that we can learn from each other about how to build secularism in our country, and especially in a society that we're trying to build up as a more civil society. In Vietnam, in the years since 1990, we have had many, many changes. Our constitution has changed, all of our policies, all of our acts, everything regarding the government has changed since 1990. We've been trying to build ourselves to be a more international country, and we're trying to change the way that we look at religion, and we're trying to be more active in building our people to be more cultural and to be more internationally minded. It's very difficult for individuals as they try to express their beliefs in public life. That's a very difficult thing to deal with all of those issues. And there's many things that we've learned here on how to do that. The many texts that we've built up in our since 1990 with our constitution and everything like that, we are trying to be more professional about them and trying to cover all of the issues that could arise. And according to me, that is a very, very important thing is in order to build a country is to cover the different issues that might arise as we build policy that may still be imperfect. But we just need to look at different examples that we've learned around the world. In Vietnam, we had never had 60 different Christian religions come into our country before, so we have to look at the examples of other countries that have those. We had Catholicism for a long time, and that was easy for us to deal with, but when we have so many different religious sects coming in all at once, just in Hanoi, in the last 7 or 8 years, we've started to deal with the many different problems that arise from different denominations trying to practice in one public sphere. And I believe that it is possible for us in these days to build democracy and freedom of religion, but it takes a little time. And we have many, many problems still to deal with. And just in civility in general, we have some issues with that in our society. We are not yet at the point where we have perfect perfect regulations or perfect laws. And I think that many other countries in our region, in Southeast Asia and other countries in Asia, also are having problems with perfecting their policies. And I don't think that perfecting policies can even come to pass. But we want to try to bring progress. And that comes as we begin to understand the different peoples that are coming to us, the different beliefs, and try to respect each other. And that we have learned by coming here and meeting different people like Professor Durham, Professor Sharafs, and that's one thing that we can do to learn by their expressions of warmth towards us, so that we know and can understand each other. And I've also learned from all of the people here on how to better have feelings towards each other and be able to understand each other. And so that way in the future, when we meet new peoples and have different understandings and different beliefs, then we will be able to deal with those in better ways and resolve any issues that may arise. And so I'm grateful that I've had the opportunity to learn here, and I'd like to thank everybody so much for allowing us to attend here. Thank you very much.